Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you can follow us on social media as well. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on Twitter. At RobParkerFSR on the gram. American League wildcard game is underway. They're in the top of the third inning. Red Sox up 2-0, as you heard Ralph Irvin say, courtesy of a Xander Bogart shot deep into center field. The center field stands. And Garrett Cole's getting touched up a little bit early, but, you know, two runs. Yankees got a lot of firepower in that lineup. They're far from out of it, but they're trailing
Rob. It's early, yeah. I mean, you look at it and you say to yourself, two runs is nothing. You know what I mean? If you're the Yankees, if you don't get two runs, then you weren't going to win anyway. You know what
right.
I mean? Like,
right.
Like
if Cole can get into the sixth or even complete five and you're down 2-0 or 2-1, whatever, you can live with that.
You just need a bloop and a blast to tie the game.
Right.
You're not out the game. A walk and a home run. You just can't let it get out of hand early. And so far, Cole got out of that inning, Chris, in the bottom of the second. He had a man on second, only one out. He got the next two outs to get out of the inning. And if he can have a clean third inning, you know, and then you go forward. So Red Sox are winning, 2-0. Far from over, though.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We got Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then, of course, Trash Talk. Trash Talking Tuesday.
That's right.
Rob Parker, who'd you trash this week on Deadspin today?
I, Yep, I did. I trashed John Harbaugh. I know your favorite guy who's trying to get meaningless records.
Big boy. He wears big boy pants.
Quarterback. That
apparently
nonsense,
you like CYO football. Cool.
That
cool.
Nobody. No, I just
different strokes with different.
It ain't a record that anybody even knew about prior.
I've been hyped about that record. I've been counting.
How did
it down.
He know? Yeah, you were counting down my butt. You were counting down.
I tell you what, I'll be watching the record now. I had never heard of it before that, but
I hope they get 6 yards on their next game. All right, how's that?
All right, so you'll get 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports in about 40 minutes. Actually, a little bit less than that, about 35. So get your takes ready. Rob, let's go. You know, this is a great time of year because you got football is in full swing. Obviously, the playoffs in Major League Baseball. And the NBA season is about to start. So a lot of excitement there. A lot of things happen in the offseason, a lot of movement. And as always, the NBA put out its general manager survey where they survey all the GMs throughout the league and ask them various questions. Who's going to be the MVP? Who you pick to win the championship? So on and so forth. A few things, Rob. I'm going to ask you these and ask you to give me your answers, what you think the answer is. Who do you think the GMs pick to win the NBA Finals this year?
The pick of most people who picked them last year, if they stay healthy, the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, on paper, obviously they got to stay healthy, and Chris, they got to make shots, and they got to do what they're supposed to. But I don't know how you could be a basketball GM expert, not look at that team, think where it went last year with two major players hurt, and think that if those two guys are healthy, that they're not going to be in the mix to win a championship. I think that, right? Is it overwhelming?
It's 72. Yeah, 72%.
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
Brooklyn. Lakers second, 17%. Bucks third, 10%. I'm with you. The Nets, though, Kyrie's a distraction, and they're going to have to figure out something. I know he said in his press conference on Zoom last week he doesn't want to be a distraction, but he is, all right? And if he's not playing regular season games, Rob, they could arguably win the championship even without Kyrie.
No, they could. If Harden's right? healthy all year and plays the way he played last year, Chris, and we saw Durant, we saw him in the Olympics. I mean, what more do we need to see? He's all the way back. He had a great year. Played great in the playoffs. If he didn't step on the line, the Bucks would have been knocked out. I mean, they might have won a championship or gone to the finals at least. You know what I mean? Like
right.
So he's as good as it gets and looks fine. And so I don't even. You're right. They could. All you need is two great players. You don't need three. Three is like adding devil dogs on the top of your birthday cake. You know what I mean? Like that, seriously. Like,
well, they got LaMarcus Aldridge. They got, now I get it, he's older, but he still knows how to play. Blake Griffin, Joe Harris is one of the best shooters in the league. Patty Mills is a winner. Like, yeah, they're stacked. What's his name? Paul Millsap.
All right, now it's 3-0. Now,
who do you think? So now you worried.
3-0. He doesn't look that good.
Yeah, man, Cole, it's, you know New York, Rob. It's not going to be pretty tomorrow if he loses this game. But anyway, okay, who do you think they pick for the 2022 NBA MVP?
Kevin Durant.
Yes. Kevin, did you see this before?
No.
All right.
I'm just taking a guess. I'm taking a guess from this standpoint. As well as he played. I just talked about how great he played in the playoffs and the Olympics. There's no reason to believe that he's not going to be able to play. And then, Chris, if all three of those guys are playing, you know, and we talked about it last year, sometimes it takes away from you, right?
Like, well, that's the thing.
Right.
He's got an uphill battle that, say, a Giannis, a Luka, an Embiid at this point doesn't have, Rob. You know what I mean? Like, it's not impossible. LeBron won two in Miami with a big three. But you know what I'm saying? You can cancel each other out. You cancel your teammates out. And so I think Luka right now would be my favorite for the MVP. I think Embiid will have a shot. And Rob, I give Harden pretty much maybe just as much of a chance as Durant. Because remember, Harden, Durant's probably going to average about, I mean, some of it depends on Kyrie if he's playing. But Durant may average 27. Harden's probably going to average 24, 25, and then throw in 10 assists. Right. You know what I mean? 9 assists. So he might be able to get it, too. I'm not writing him off. All right, but here's the thing I want to get to for the discussion. They also pick which player would you start. If you were starting a franchise today and could have any player, who would you sign? Number one was Luka Doncic at 43%. Number two, Giannis at 40%. That's not a slight on LeBron or Durant and anything. It's just age. So
it's age. You're not going to pick a guy who's been in the league for 20 years.
Absolutely.
It just doesn't make sense.
So do you have a problem with Luka? They're both young. I think Giannis is like, what, 27, 26?
How old is Luka?
22, probably turning 23. He might be 23.
Only reason that they went there at, because of the 4 years difference or 4 years age difference. But
Luka's 22. He'll be 23 in February, so he's 22. Okay. Is that where you would do it? Yeah, Giannis is 26. He'll be 27 in December.
It's five calendar years.
Yeah.
Right. I would say I'm surprised it's not Giannis just for what he's been able to do, Chris, and what he's been able to amass, MVP awards, Defensive Player of the Year awards, Finals MVP, went to the championship without having that bona fide other guy next to him.
Right.
I know everybody loves Luka, but he hasn't been able to get out of the first round. His team was up 2-0. Couldn't close it out. I'm not blaming it all on him, and I know he's a big part of the team, but I'm surprised that still Giannis, coming off that championship, wouldn't be the guy that they think they would want to start a team with.
Yeah, because I would say Giannis. Number one, Rob, he's proven that he can lead a team to a championship. He's proven he can lead a team without a second superstar to a championship. Now, I'm not saying he's better than LeBron. He's not, you know, not historically. But LeBron's never won a championship without a second superstar. Durant's never won a championship without a second superstar. And a lot of times they had third stars. Now, Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton deserve props, but they're not superstars. And so here's my thing with Giannis. He has to play like he did in the playoffs. And I don't mean with that urgency, with that fire. He always does that. I mean playing to your strengths. Dominate the paint, big man. Now, he's not going to post up like Shaq or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But he gets there in different ways. He's flashing across the lane. He's driving to the bucket. He's rolling off a pick and roll. Sometimes he'll post. Things like that. But I don't, occasionally you can take a jumper, whether it's a three, whether it's a 17-footer, whatever. But I don't want Giannis on the perimeter too much. You're not a point guard. I get it. That helped you develop and become who you are. But unless it's in transition, I really don't need you at the top running the offense. I need you down near the bucket, finishing and dominating. So if Giannis does that, I'm with Giannis. Luka's phenomenal, and I know Rob says, you know, he hadn't been out of the first round yet, which is true, but context is important. Both of his times in the playoffs, they faced the freaking LA Clippers, who are legit. I know the Clippers haven't won a championship,
but they were also up 2-0.
Yeah,
Chris,
but it's still a team with more talent than you. They got Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. They supposed to beat the Mavericks, you know? So I'm not going to rip him for that. But
Garrett Cole got pulled out. That's it, Chris. He didn't even pitch three innings.
Well, it's
2 innings.
He's down 3-0. There's no outs in the bottom of the third, and you got a man on first and second. I mean, if he were to give up another big hit, God forbid, homer,
you can't afford it right now. It might be over.
Right. And this is disappointing, though. This is disappointing for Yankees fans, yes.
This is what they paid him for. He's getting all that money, and he couldn't even pitch – three innings. Like, and he has two walks, and he gave up two home runs and two walks, and it's 3-0. And this is a single elimination. If this is a five-game series, Chris, or a series, then you might just let him pitch a little bit, and you don't have to sweep in order to win a series, but you can't afford it. And so they got to get out of this and get a run or something to get back in the game.
And Rob, they
got to do this.
Cole had a nice little stretch, kind of middle of the season, right? But for the most part, without his sticky glue or whatever it was called.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
He hasn't been the same.
Right. Spider tack. But you know what
I'm saying? Yeah, but he bounced back from that, if you remember.
He had a nice little run, but he struggled initially after, the spider tack was taken away from him. Then recovered, pitched well for a while, and then struggled in September. So I'm just saying, for the most part, he hasn't been the same pitcher without the spider tack.
But it's crazy, Chris. He was going into his final start. Basically, him and Robbie Ray, who pitches for Toronto, were neck and neck for the Cy Young. He won the most games in the American League, 16. He had the second best ERA. When you look at his numbers for the entire season, and you're right, I'm not making an excuse, he finished poorly, but he still was in the running. And then Robbie Ray got beat up by the Yankees and gave up four home runs in his last start, so his numbers got skewed. I don't know. I don't think he'll win the Cy Young, but he was in the running for it despite what you're talking about, which is some
struggles.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Kid Dynamite!
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. And Rob Parker is having some technical difficulties. Is he with us?
I'm back. We're good.
Okay, you're back. Okay, good, good. Is this still bad weather out there, like yesterday?
No, not like yesterday. I don't know what happened, but the internet, something, you know, a little bug, but it's back.
Why don't you pay your bill?
And we're good. I'm paying my bill. You know, working hard. I got to write nine columns.
Pass off on the book bag.
Yeah, right.
This month.
I might have to go take it down the spectrum to pay my bill. Can you take the backpack for payment?
Right, right, right. But we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And also Discover Card, of course, matches all the cash back that you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing, folks. Real talk. And here's the good thing. Discover's accepted at 99% of places in the United States to take credit cards. There's this misnomer out there. Oh, but can I use my Discover card here or there? Yes. 99% of the places in America that take credit cards take Discover. So learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations do apply. Rob, are you, I'm not saying from a fan standpoint, but are you concerned? Are you worried about the Yankees right now? Down 3-0, top of the fourth.
They just got out of it. It was the last inning, that first and second, nobody out, and they couldn't tack on any more runs. You know what I mean? Like that was the game right there. That was that moment, because if they get two more, Chris, 5-0, you know, you're dejected. You're trying, and then everybody's trying to hit a 5-run home run.
Right.
You don't need that. It's the fourth inning. It's like a bloop and a blast, and it's 3-2, and then you're still in the game. So, no.
I like the way you say that. Like, it's that simple. A bloop and a blast.
That's what you got to think. When you play baseball, a bloop and a blast, that's what we need.
Right,
you know, like, that's the way you look at it, because it's not out. They got too many home run hitters to think that they can. And you got to remember, that's a band box in Boston, right?
Right.
It's a small ballpark.
Right.
So, if you think
thank God for that wall, I don't even think that thing's 300 feet. Real talk.
I mean, it's close.
I mean, honestly, that left field.
Have you been to Fenway or no?
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. I covered the playoffs there, but now this was way back in '95.
Yeah, but still, it's a great ballpark for people who have never been, for real, on your bucket list if you're a sports fan. Am I right, Chris? You got to go to Fenway Park.
Yeah, the character. I mean, it's old and rickety,
but it's
still the character, the history, the wall, the Green Monster. Just to see that is worth the price of admission, you know.
I agree.
And, so,
I like
it's a great
each
place
ballpark has its own feel, right?
Yep.
Its own dimensions. Like it's not cookie cutter where everybody is, every stadium's the same. So it's very unique. It's very close, but it fits for the Red Sox.
Yep, no doubt. All right, Rob. Chargers looked really good last night. They beat up on Rob G's Raiders. The question
Where's
is...
Where's Rob G real quick?
Rob G, hop in here. You were at the game last night.
He went to the game?
I was at the game last night.
No, you were not, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he skipped work to go to the game.
Yes.
No wonder. No wonder you didn't work. I was trying to figure it out. Where'd you get? Did you get comps or you had to pay?
Oh, no. We weren't surprised.
No, my brother's in-laws are season ticket holders for the Rams and the Chargers, so they actually gifted us 4 tickets, so it was pretty dope. We got to go see the game.
It wasn't that dope because your boys got hammered.
Hey, it was a Raiders home game, which is always nice.
But what was the crowd? 75-25?
Oh, it was like 80-20.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was really bad. I mean, other than the very lowest bowl, which was probably 60-40 Chargers, the rest of it was all Raider fans.
Let me ask you this, Rob G. As a native Los Angelino, is that what y'all call it?
Yep.
Okay. If the Chargers are indeed legit, now obviously the Rams are legit too, but let's say the Chargers at some point this season are 11-4 or, you know, playing well. They're a contender. Do you think that L.A. will embrace them and, you know, they'll get more fans or not?
No. Mm. No. Nobody in L.A. wanted the Chargers.
And Rob can attest
to this.
Yeah, I'm with Rob G on that. The problem, Chris,
what if the Rams are from L.A.? Weren't good.
But the Rams are from L.A. It doesn't matter. They have, like, a history.
No, I get it.
Right.
I get it. I grew up with the L.A. Rams.
It's very similar to Chris, you know, to link it to basketball. It's very similar to what's going on in New York with Brooklyn. The Chargers are a much bigger deal nationally than they are locally.
Right.
Nobody in L.A. cares about the Chargers, but nationally, they're great because Justin Herbert
is
fantastic.
That's true of Brooklyn. Yeah, I'd say that's true.
Brooklyn's a national team bigger as a national team, than local.
But even New York can't ignore them because they got so much star power and they're so good, right? But I get what you're saying, no doubt about that. But I didn't think they ever should have came to L.A. or went to L.A. You know,
they couldn't get a stadium. They voted it down a couple times.
I mean, that's a tough position to put a team in. You got 17. Rob G, do you think it's going to be 17 road games? We say that. Will it be that bad? I mean, they won't have more.
No, it won't be like 80-20 like it was with the Raiders. But with the Cowboys, it was like 65-35.
Cowboys are a different animal because they're the Cowboys. They're America's team.
And they trained in California for a long time.
Yeah, so, I mean, most of the other teams, you'll probably be 60-40 Charger fans. But the thing is, you got to think, when it's like the Packers or the Steelers or even like the Jets coming to town, is you got people from New York trying to leave cold weather to come to L.A. for a weekend. You know, it can't do much better than to come to see a Chargers game and then also go to like Disneyland when it's 20 degrees in New York. Right. You'd rather be 65 in L.A.
Yeah.
So you're going to get a lot of that, especially this, you know, late fall and early winter.
What
about the Raiders last night? I mean, I thought the Chargers would win. How disappointed were you? I mean, they were trying to go 4-0, the Raiders, but the way they played against Miami, Rob G, and then I just didn't have confidence.
Oh, that offensive line didn't show up in the first half at all. Right? Like, they got manhandled up front in the run game and in the pass game. At one point, they had a big graphic on the screen in the stadium. I'm sure they had it on TV as well. The Raiders had more penalty yards than total yards.
Wow.
I think early in the third quarter before they started scoring. It was really bad.
Not good. All right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It's time for Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right. It's Trolling or Rolling. I'm Martin Weiss, and I'll break it down for you just in case this is the first time you've ever heard this before. If Rob and Chris like the story I read, you hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are in a free fall. After week one, they've lost three straight games, but head coach Mike Tomlin is not ready to change the time on Big Ben just yet. Tomlin said, quote, he is absolutely confident in Roethlisberger being the guy to lead the Pittsburgh offense. Chris, trolling or rolling, Big Ben is still the guy.
Well, I'm rolling with it.
See me rolling.
Not that he's the guy. Not that I expect him to turn it around and play great. But he's their guy. I mean, Dwayne Haskins must just be horrible. We haven't heard his name mentioned in months. You know Mason Rudolph's not the guy. So they don't have anybody else. Now, I mean, could they go out and try to get Cam? To our knowledge, Cam's not vaccinated. He's better than Ben probably at this point. But I just think that they're going to try to, as we had a guest on, Rod Woodson yesterday, say they're going to try to improve around Ben. And maybe the offensive line getting it together will help Ben. The running game will help him get a little bit better. But I just don't think Ben is done. All right, Ben is, this will be his last year. But I don't think they have any alternatives at this point.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
I get what Chris is saying, but it's pretty obvious. And if you keep bringing him out there and not giving anybody another a chance to mix it up and do something different, it's like insanity where you know it's the wrong thing and you just keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result. It's just insanity. And they made a mistake in thinking that he was going to be good this year.
Well, he paid them to play.
Yeah, basically. Well, that should tell you all you need to know, though, Chris, right? That a player is willing to do that.
Right.
I mean, it took a significant haircut to come back this year. Trolling, right. Rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Now, Rob Parker, hear this. The Arizona Cardinals are undefeated, fresh off a healthy drubbing of the Los Angeles Rams on Sunday, and the sports books are taking notice. The third-year quarterback to pass guys like Matt Stafford, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers as the betting favorite for MVP. Now, Rob Parker, I heard on national television, no less, Chris Broussard, your radio partner, tell America that he has long since been a believer in Kyler Murray.
Yes.
Now, I'm trolling that because I remember last
Man.
Year. I'm
hey, I didn't believe he'd be MVP.
But
I believed in him. You the one went
Chris,
overboard.
You went overboard.
Right. And then right, backed look. Up, Rob. Didn't he get – he got yellow fever when we tried to put his feet to the fire.
No, because you all don't understand. I don't have the time or the energy in this little trolling rolling segment to break down how gambling works.
No, but it's not about that. It's whether or not he's going to win the MVP.
One man to
this
another.
Ain't Vegas.
Right, Rob Parker,
this ain't Vegas.
Is Kyler Murray winning the MVP in 2021? Trolling or rolling, Rob Parker?
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
He started off great last year, too. Do you remember the Hail Murray and Kingsbury going, oh, yeah, he could share the MVP with Mahomes every other year. Yeah, right. We saw last year Russell Wilson put up unbelievable numbers. A runaway MVP. Guess how many votes he got at the end of the year? Zero.
I'm trolling.
Patrick Mahomes had a great regular season last year. He got like one vote, Chris. Come on.
It's tough. I'm trolling it as well.
Oh, man. Hey,
Martin, right now, if the award were given today, Kyler Murray would win, in my view. I'd vote for him. And I think he would win. But it's a long way to go. 13 weeks. We know. You know, last year he got the shoulder injury. I don't know that means he's injury prone, but he is a small guy. If he takes some shots, who knows where he'll end up. Kingsbury, we had some guests on earlier that were talking about, you know, Kingsbury has had a history of his teams kind of going downhill in the second half of the season, both in the NFL and in college. So I love Kyler. I mean, both in the pocket, out of the pocket, running, passing. He's fantastic, but I would say right now, I don't think he's going to win it right now, even though he'll be in the hunt.
Trolling and rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Like that. Now, he just moved right on, no comment. Yep.
I don't have the time to get into all of this back and forth with y'all. Trending's up next or whatever. Rob's going to get mad if I don't let him get his trash talk in. So
we got trash talk. We got people who wait all week for trash talking. Go ahead.
Rob.
All right. Rob Jesus, the Vegas Raiders were the surprise through the first 3 weeks of the season. But after some thunder and lightning bolts, and what I feel comfortable saying is the first indoor football game in Los Angeles delayed for weather. After the delay, the Raiders stuck, scored no first half points, basically got dominated most of the game. Chris, trolling or rolling, Rob G's Las Vegas Raiders are going to finish the worst team in the AFC West.
Oh, I'm trolling that.
Oh, man. Hey.
They might be third. In fact, I probably say they will be third, but they'll be better than Denver. They are a better team than the Denver Broncos, and Denver's okay, but – Nah, they're not the worst team in that division. Denver is, so I'm trolling that.
I'm trolling it too. Overreaction, prisoner of the moment. Martin Weiss, you know, typical. You know, like, come on, man. I mean, they lost. They lost to a good team. They were 3-0. It ain't the end of the world. They're playing well until yesterday. So I'm not about to write off the Raiders.
Well, Don't sleep on Touchdown Teddy for that third spot in the AFC West as soon as he's out of concussion protocol.
Hey,
not that
Martin,
it matters,
quickly.
We got trash talking.
How about your Michigan? How about your Michigan Wolverines? You excited?
Look, I'll tell you this. I'll leave it at this right now. This is the first, it's time in 5-6 years that I'm still interested in October in college football.
Right, so, and they haven't played anybody yet.
They haven't played
So we'll see what's happening. But like Jeff Parker's about to say, it doesn't matter unless they can beat Michigan State and
that's
Ohio
right.
State. And I don't think he disagree with them either. So,
all right. That's our man, Martin Weiss, trolling or rolling. Thank you, brother. All right. It's your time to shine for all you disgruntled sports fans. This one's for you. Trash Talking Tuesday is next. You get 30, 40 seconds to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. That's next. Keep it locked. I couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Wrapping up a Trash Talking Tuesday. That means it's your time to shine. The show now belongs to you. You got 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. Here we go, Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, let's kick it off with Matthew in Winnipeg. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Vlad Guerrero Jr. and the rest of the Toronto Blue Jays. Everybody wanted to talk about the Mariners are going to make the playoffs. All the Oakland A's are going to make the playoffs. Nope. The Toronto Blue Jays finally get hot. They make an awesome rally, 18 of 20, all these spots. Suddenly we start talking about Vlad Guerrero Jr. for MVP. He starts hearing this stuff and goes 0-20, 0-20 at bat. No hits. He can't make it. And what teams does he get these 0-20 against? The Minnesota Twins. Are you kidding me? The Tampa Bay Rays. I get that. Okay, come on. Seriously, though, bro, it's all your fault. We're not in the playoffs. We're one game out, bro.
Wow. Hey, no lies told. Good job.
No, I mean, what can I say?
He heard Rob talking about he's going to be the MVP, triple crown, all that. Next thing you know, he's in the tank.
He's in the Ofer, right. Kevin, in Culver City, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Kevin, who you trashing?
Urban Meyer. Come on, man. I don't know if you had an arrangement with your wife or whatever, but you got your wife babysitting your grandkids at home and you in the club with a girl lap dancing on you. Look, know your room. If your record's 4-0, that's a whole other story. Your team is 0-4. Go back to Florida with your teammates, with your players. You're setting an example. You're a leader of the team. And then you have this lame statement about, well, they pulled me on the dance floor. She was dancing on you and you knew what you were doing. You should have took your wife with you to the club, or you should have went to the club at all. Shame on you, Urban. Just be a real person. Stop hiding behind a facade and just own up to it and just say, hey, I messed up. But don't come with this lame statement. Come on, Urban. Do better than that, man. Know your room. You should have been in the club.
There you go. Well, Kevin done. In Culver City. How about Fernando in Vegas? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Fernando?
Hey, fellas. Yeah, I'm trashing John Gruden. He's 23-29. They're doing horrible. And to Fader Nation. Yes, I said Fader Nation.
Wow.
Stop talking about the Super Bowl. We're going to the Super Bowl. Stop it. Just stop.
Wow.
I said Rob G is in tears over there.
I know, Rob G, right. He won't even be able to eat his dinner tonight, Chris. He's so upset. Max in Georgia,
be able to eat his dinner.
Fox Sports Radio, who you trashing, Max?
I got to go at this GOAT, Tom Brady. You know, his luck shows up big again for this guy. He was out-schemed on the field. Tom and his team won the turnover battle. They held the pass to minus 1 yard rushing. Yet Mac Jones still outplayed at 19 straight completions, nearly 77% passing, 2 touchdowns and a pick. The Bucs barely, I mean, he barely completed 51% of his passes. He had 269 yards, held to under 300 yards passing, held to zero touchdowns the 15th time this past decade. I mean, how is this guy the GOAT? How is this guy the greatest quarterback? Tom was held this season's worst completion average in yards, touchdown, passer rating, yet and still it took the foot of another kicker, this time the Bucs kicker, a.k.a. his legacy's Ray Allen, another kicker to put him past the Pats 1917. But Drew Brees was impressed, just not myself or Rob Parker. Belichick kept Tom in the quicksand because in the quicksand, the more you struggle, the faster you sink. I'm out.
Wow. Well, wow, that was surprising coming from Max. That's
what,
amazing.
About Brady?
He trashed Brady
or LeBron?
Max?
Wow. No.
Yeah, right.
I love that
I think
guy,
he trashes though. LeBron and Brady every other week. He just goes back and forth.
You know what? There's something to be said about consistency.
I know. I had a bran muffin this morning.
Yeah, you know that, right? Exactly.
So do your trash thing.
You know what? I'm going to do an impromptu. I'm going to trash Gerrit Cole. The Yankees paid him a lot of money, Chris. This is when the Astros won, he was unhittable in the postseason. But this is the big money that the Yankees went out to get him. You get your guy in the biggest game of the year. I mean, the game's not over, but he didn't perform. To get two innings out of him in a must-win, winner-take-all is very disappointing, despite all that he did in the regular season and Goo-Gate and all the other stuff. Yankee fans just don't feel good about Gerrit Cole right now, and as we move forward, it was just not what to expect from him in a big game.
Well, Rob, they're already in the bottom of five. I mean, I know you still got four at bats, but man,
3 runs is not insurmountable in baseball.
No.
5 runs, Chris.
Look,
in the fifth inning, I agree.
Just think of some of the stuff we saw last year in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so anything could happen, but it's all Red Sox so far. That's for darn sure. I guess I'll trash. I mean, Urban is easy. But, you know, you just can't do that, man. Come on. And I think, Rob, that this is
– you shouldn't be leaving your wife
emblematic
at home anyway, Chris.
No.
You're married. What are you leaving your wife at home for?
No.
Why can't she go to the restaurant with you? Let the hire a babysitter.
Right, it's your place.
They make a gazillion dollars.
Yep, no doubt. I mean, I don't know if she's there in Jacksonville with him, but if she's not, then it really is like, dude, you know what I'm saying? Like,
how do you think she felt when she saw the video,
Ohio,
Chris?
Yeah, nah, that like he said, she ain't happy and she shouldn't be. But this, Rob, I think this is part of why college coaches tend to fail in the NFL. I mean, the last one with Jimmy Johnson, who has success, is because of the ego. You know, and look at every move he's made, Rob, from hiring Chris Doyle out of Iowa to bringing in Tim Tebow. It's all stuff I can do what I want. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's how it works in college.
Right.
You know?
Nobody challenges you, Chris, in college. Right.
Right. In the pros, it's totally different. So I think that's some of what's going on. All right. It's the Odd Couple. We had a great time with you guys. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio. You got Jason Smith and Mike Harmon up next. About to bring that heat!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.